right, everybody. It is now time for our special interview. You may have heard about Japan Airlines flight of 516. It did land at Tokyo's Haneda Airport last week. However, the footage from this, there was a collision with a Coast Guard aircraft. It turning into this terrifying inferno, basically. That Coast Guard aircraft was apparently on the tarmac, you know, because of the recent earthquake, for rescue, operations or whatnot. You know, the thing is that there were 379 people aboard that flight, and they all made it out safely, relatively speaking. And people are calling this even miraculous. Let's find out about what exactly happened. We have invited Jeffrey Price, who's a professor in the Department of Aviation and Aerospace Science at Metropolitan State University of Denver. Let's say hi to him. Hi, Professor. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on.
Yes. So if we can talk about, generally speaking, if there is some sort of explosion fire on board, what are the specific protocols for the crew on board, namely the flight attendants? What are they supposed to be doing?
It's kind of an unusual situation here because it was instantaneous with the incident and, you know, massive fire almost, you know, immediately. Typically, if there's going to be a fire on board, it's usually going to be a smaller one, maybe a lithium battery fire or something like that, at which point the flight attendants will notify the pilots if there's an issue, immediately start to try and extinguish the fire, either with the appropriate fire extinguisher or a fire blanket or something along those lines. That's kind of a normal situation, or normal emergency, if you could call it that.
Right.
In this situation, it was extraordinary because the aircraft collision immediately caused the fires, and the pilots, the flight attendants, the passengers, everyone was aware rather quickly that something was wrong.
Yes. And so I have to say that a lot of the headlines was all about the fact that, you know, the 367 passengers plus 12 crew members, they were able to safely evacuate from this, as you say, abnormal situation in terms of this fire. So what do you think the key factors were that contributed to this execution, this amazing execution during this particular emergency evacuation?
I think training on behalf of the pilots and flight attendants. A lot of people think flight attendants are simply there to serve drinks and help you with your suitcase. Their primary job is the safety of the passengers. So that's really what they're there for. That's job one. Making sure you're comfortable and get a drink and get your suitcase put in the overhead bin is job two. So they're trained for that. And I think that contributes significantly, and probably did contribute significantly in this case, to a successful evacuation, especially of so many people in such a short period of time. And it's keeping cool, calm, collected, and just responding with your training.
And I want to turn to passengers. First, the passengers that were on board, it does seem that many people, you know, experts seem to think that the passengers really did adhere to, you know, the instructions given by the flight attendants. They didn't try to, you know, take their luggage with them or anything like that, like we may have seen in other incidents. Do you think that was also a significant factor that they were able to evacuate so promptly?
Absolutely. We've seen other incidents where people have literally, with the plane on fire, stopped to get their luggage.
Right.
And people will do strange things during an emergency. I've seen people evacuate an aircraft and they'll grab a novel they were reading on their way out the door. It's just an overwhelming psychological, really assault to the senses when something like that happens. But leaving the bags behind, that's going to be, you know, that's literally rule number one in an aircraft accident is drop your stuff and run. I've even had people ask me, how far should I run? I'm like, well, run till you feel stupid. Get away from the incident. And that's if somebody's trying to drag a bag out the door while everybody else is trying to get out the same door, that's just got everybody backed up and causing a very deadly situation for everybody involved. And one of the things a lot of people don't realize is when those flight attendants are giving those briefings, whether you're really paying attention to it or not, you're still getting that information in your head.
Mm.
And a lot of people will respond to that because it was kind of the last thing they thought about when they got on that aircraft. And subconsciously, there's a little bit of research on this that even taking a look at that evacuation card, even if you don't totally understand it, but you at least look at the thing, that kind of incurs a little bit of not really muscle memory, but sort of a muscle memory, so to speak. Not that you've done the procedure, but it's in your brain.
Yes.
So you kind of respond to that.
Mm. And so speaking of rules, the first rule you say is drop basically all your stuff and run until you feel stupid, to quote you, Professor. But what other rules should we adhere to in an emergent situation? What should we keep in mind?
First, keep in mind that it's going to sound ridiculous, but stay calm. Now, the first thing that's going to happen is people are going to be screaming. You're not going to know what's going on.
Right.
And you might even be screaming, and that's okay. Because that's just your brain trying to process that there's something happening that isn't supposed to happen.
Mm.
And okay, so if the emergency happens first, stop screaming. And now let's take an assessment of the situation. What is going on? The faster you can run through that assessment, the better that you can come up with an effective response to that situation.
Mm.
And it really, during takeoff and landing, those are the times to be most aware of what's happening around you. And I'm just as guilty of this as anybody else, of getting on the plane and as soon as we're wheels up, dozing right off.
Yes.
I try and stay awake at least until the takeoff is over with, and also try and be awake during the landing process, because those are the two most critical phases of flight.
And can you explain why, to lay people or to people like us who are not experts, why takeoff? We've heard that takeoff and landing are the most crucial aspects of a flight, but just real briefly, why it's so important those two times?
It's really without getting into the aerodynamics of it, they're critical phases of flight because you've got the aircraft either taking off, it's on maximum power in most cases. It's very kind of a fragile state.
Mm.
So anything that impacts that, if they rotate, or in other words, climb out too fast, it could cause the wing to stall or the wings to stall. Which means the air quits flowing over the wings, which is generally a bad thing for an aircraft, and you come out of the sky. The landing process as well, you're coming in slow, so you're already not too far away from that stall speed.
Sure.
So anything that could impact the aircraft around those times is going to be more critical than if something happened to, say, 35,000 feet.
Mm. I hear for this particular airline, Japan Airlines, that there was a catastrophic accident, I believe almost 40 years ago. But that since that accident, they've been really, did turn things around and really adopted this rigorous safety culture. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Really, that comes out of, first, just the airlines themselves taking that on.
Yes.
You do have some differences in technology that we had 40 years ago. Aircraft are much more resilient. So with their composite constructions and so forth, they're better able to take damage without transferring that damage, so to speak, to the passengers and flight crew. But also, the international standards today call for all airlines to have what are called safety management systems.
Mm.
And this is basically a proactive measure to identify risks and mitigate those risks before they become a problem.
Mm.
And that's something that the industry's been doing for about the past 20 years now.
Before I ask you about another incident, the Alaska Airlines incident, is there anything else that we can glean from this successful evacuation? And mind you, of course, we do know of the tragedy of the other aircraft where, the crew, five of the six crew members did perish. But what can we glean from the successful evacuation? Anything else? Last tips or points?
I think there's going to be a lot of lessons learned that come out of this. I do want to give kind of a moment to those Coast Guard individuals that lost their lives. I'm former U.S. Coast Guard myself, so that was kind of a, you know, any of that stuff hits home when it's part of that team. But really the lessons learned out of this is when it comes down to being a passenger on a flight is being aware of what's going on, during the takeoff and landing phases. And when something does happen, understand the flight attendants are there for your assistance. And if you're sitting in the exit row, read the card.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go, actually, but thank you so much for coming on air with us and sharing your expertise on this particular incident. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you for having me on.